And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 11th of July, 2011. The birthday of Jhumpa Lahiri, born in London, 1967. Bengali parents, immigrants from India. When she was just 2 years old, her father got a job as a librarian at the University of Rhode Island. They moved to America. Her mother pushed the baby around in a stroller, made friends with everyone she saw on the street who looked Bengali. The family would get together with other Bengali families on weekends, cooking Bengali food, spoke Bengali, and the kids all sat and watched television. Jhumpa Lahiri wrote stories to entertain herself throughout her childhood, went to Barnard, then to Boston University, where she earned what she called an absurd number of degrees, an MFA, master's, PhD, loved to write, struggled to get her stories published. She was on the verge of going to work in retail when Houghton Mifflin accepted her first book, The Interpreter of Maladies, 9 stories about Bengalis, Bengali Americans living in suburban New England. Ordinary details, marriages, families, jobs, cooking, parties. The book came out in 1999. Jhumpa Lahiri got a phone call one day. She was in her apartment. She was heating up soup for lunch. It was someone from Houghton Mifflin who said, "You just won the Pulitzer." And The Interpreter of Maladies became an immediate bestseller. Next book, also a bestseller, The Namesake, and then a collection of stories, The Unaccustomed Earth. It debuted as number one on the New York Times bestseller list. In a short story in The Interpreter of Maladies, Jhumpa Lahiri wrote, "Whenever he is discouraged, I tell him that if I can survive on 3 continents, then there is no obstacle he cannot conquer. While the astronauts, heroes forever, spent mere hours on the moon, I have remained in this new world for nearly 30 years. I know that my achievement is quite ordinary. I am not the only man to seek his fortune far from home, and certainly I am not the first. Still, there are times I am bewildered by each mile I have traveled, each meal I have eaten, each person I have known, each room in which I have slept. As ordinary as it all appears, there are times when it is beyond my imagination." It's the birthday of Elwin Brooks White, E.B. White, born Mount Vernon, New York, 1899, a writer for The New Yorker magazine for nearly 60 years. A man with 18 nieces and nephews who liked him to tell stories, so he started writing some down to make sure that he wouldn't forget the details. Stuart Little was the first one, 1945, and his next one was Charlotte's Web, 1952, which has sold more than 45 million copies. E.B. White once wrote to his brother, "I discovered a long time ago that writing of the small things of the day, the trivial matters of the heart, the inconsequential but near things of this living was the only kind of creative work which I could accomplish with any sincerity or grace." Here's a poem for today by Emily Dickinson, "The Daisy Follows Soft the Sun." The daisy follows soft the sun, and when his golden walk is done, sits shyly at his feet. He, waking, finds the flower near. "Wherefore, marauder, art thou here?" "Because, sir, love is sweet. We are the flower, thou the sun. Forgive us if, as days decline, we nearer steal to thee, enamored of the parting west, the peace, the flight, the amethyst, night's possibility." Emily Dickinson, "The Daisy Follows Soft the Sun." That's the Writer's Almanac, produced by Kathy Roach, written by Betsy Alistair. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.